Okay, let's begin our discussion of Parshas Matos Masei Tavshin Pehe, and we get to the fourth Chazak of the year, and we start off with the Eish Tamid in source number one. What the Pasuk tells us, as we know, this Parsha records the only Yahrzeit that we have, the date recorded in the Torah, as we know, the first day of the fifth month. As the pasuk says, "Vayal Aaron Hakohen al Har Hahar al Pi Hashem." Vayam Hashem b'shnas arba'im, and he died. L'tzeis bnei Yisrael b'eretz Mitzrayim b'chodesh hachamishi b'echal chodesh. It's a repeat, as we know. Aaron already died in Parshas Chukas, Aaron and Miriam, but this is retelling the history. He died on Rosh Chodesh Av. Aaron ben Shalosh v'esim ma'as shana. He was 123 when he died. Miriam was 3 years older than that. Says Rabbeinu Bachai, "Bachodesh hachamishi be'achal chodesh, zebros chodesh shebo niftar Aharon, ubetisha bo nisraf beis hamigdash v'hatorah imo." And on the ninth, the Torah was, obviously the beis hamigdash was destroyed, and with the Torah, ve'ubishiva ba'adar l'shana abo acharzu niftar Moshe Rabbeinu olav shalom. Right, so we know the beis hamigdash and the Av that Aaron died in, and eventually the Beis HaMikdash, and after that, the Shiva Ba'adar, connecting Zion Adar and Tisha B'Av, Rabbeinu Bachai. So is there a connection between these two, of Zion Adar and Tisha B'Av, like Rabbeinu Bachai does? So suggest the Eish Tamid. Tarek Ptirasa Shel Aaron HaKohen, Kfi Shemuzkar Kan, Shenitar Be'echad LaChodesh, Tarech HaPtira HaYechidi, HaMuzkar B'Chol HaTorah Kol. As we said, the only Yahrzeit recorded in the Torah, even Moshe Rabbeinu, Zion Adar, we know based on figuring out the math of when they went in on the 10th of Nisan, and when the month stopped, but this is the only one that's explicit. Imkein Tzorech Biur Mao Miyuchad V'Tarech Ptiraso Zu, Echad Ba'av, what is so unique in regard to this one? Sheish Letzayno Yoser, Ava Bishlo Eskira Torah Od Tarech Ptiracher. V'yesh Levayer, says the Eish Tamid Al Pidrashos Chazal, Shekasher Hipil Haban Goralos, V'yatzal HaChodesh Av, as we know, with the Gemara in Megillah, when Haman was Ma'apel Goralos, and he chose a day to destroy L'hashmin L'harug L'abed, V'yatzal HaChodesh Av, Samach Simcha Gedola, Mipnei Sha'ara Niftar B'Chodesh Zeh, U'bevai Lo Yiyah Lahem Mazal, V'atorah Ba L'hadgish Lanu. The Torah says, no, Ki Aaron Lo Rak She'niftar B'yom Zeh, Ela... Well, we know similar to the Chazal of Moshe Rabbeinu, but here he says, it quotes the Chazal relating to Aaron HaKohen. So he was b'sameach, simcha gedola, about this month. He thought it was no mazel. V'atar ba'al adgish lanu ki Aaron lo rak sheniftar b'yom zeh, ela gam kein zeo gam yom shebo hu nolad. Like we know, Moshe Rabbeinu, m'mali shnosav shol tzadik, so to Aaron HaKohen. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is alluding to us that even though this day has such tsaris and this time of the year has such difficulty, we have to recognize that it also potentially has a tremendous simcha element to it. V'atorah ba lahadgish, the Torah is telling us, Av, Aaron HaKohen died, but that means Aaron HaKohen was also born. So yes, there were difficulties and tragedies that happened. It was also a day that bo nolad Mashiach, bo nolad Aaron HaKohen, Mashiach on Tisha B'Av, and Aaron HaKohen on the first of Av. So the idea that we know from Moshe Rabbeinu, the Eish Tamid suggests, is the same idea that we know from Aaron, and the Torah is trying to give us chizuk by mentioning the Yahrzeit to tell us that, no, the Yahrzeit means the birth, which celebrates, really, celebrates his life, and is a day that he came into the world in order to share his light. Okay, so now let's get back to the beginning of the parasha, and that is Nedarim. Nedarim is the beginning of the parsha, as we know. Vaydabar Moshe el Rashi Hamatos. Moshe told the Rashi Hamatos, Ze Adavar, Ishki der Neder Lashem. He, when a person makes a neder or a shua, lo yachel dvaro gechol yatzei mipiv yaseh, he should follow what he says, fulfill his need. I think we mentioned in a recent shiur, week, 2 weeks ago, I don't remember, the drush on this pasuk. Lo yachel dvaro. A person should not be mechalel his own words. And if he keeps his words, so then, kochol hayotzi mipiv, whatever he asks for in his tefillah yaseh, Hashem will do. Hashem will do. So that's a added drusha level of understanding. But if you look in the Masoras HaRav, this is a piece from Rav Soloveitchik from Al HaTshuva. Again, it's translated here from the Hebrew, where Rav Soloveitchik gets to two types of tshuva from two types of undoing a neder. Again, if one wants to see this in the original, it's in Al HaTshuva. In an article about neder and tshuva, I gave it to you here from the Masoras HaRav, because here it's on Chumash. So, in principle, says the Rav Soloveitchik, the power to grant release from vows is based on either one of two grounds, right? Either on the basis of remorse or on the basis of what the Talmud calls an opening. It's charata or pesach. Those are the two, again, where the Rav is going to get to is two types of tshuva. But first, what, how two mechanisms to deal with a neder. So there are two ways that a Rav can get rid of the neder. Again, charata or pesach. What is the chiluk between these two? So he quotes the Ramban, as Rav Soloveitchik often learns messages and nuggets for us to take into our lives from the Lamdas itself. According to the Ramban, release from vows on the grounds of an opening, Pesach, is based on the notion that the vow was made in error. There was a mistake made. It was a neder bita'us. If you could have a Pesach, which means an opening of the neder, to say that it was a mistake, then you undo it from Meikara. The sage can release someone from a vow insofar as the sage is able to establish that it was an erroneous or mistaken vow. It was betos. Sometimes it's a vow with such an error that doesn't even require release, right? If it was total taus, then it's a hufar memela. It's hutar memela. A vow requiring release by a sage involves an error which cannot be nullified by itself. Pesach, which requires that it has to be it can't be an obvious taos, because then it's like a megatos. The whole thing is not chal at all. It must be by virtue of a sage sizing up the vow and searching for an opening, thinking about it deeper. It is through this release that the vow was originally made with clear intentions, knowingly and without any error, is transformed into an erroneous vow. Right, it wasn't a taos until the chacham started to analyze and talk to the person about it and realize the taos element. But when a chacham releases a vow, that's pesach. Pesach means that there originally was a problem. Charata, no, the original neder was good, was fine. But now I feel bad about it. Now I'm a different person. Now I look at it differently. Now, not originally. But when a sage releases a vow by means of the principle of remorse, charata, he does not transform it into an erroneous vow. For he has found no opening to this effect. There's no pesach. Instead, he cancels the vow, uprooting it as though it had never existed. He uproots the vow as if it had never existed. There was no opening, right? He is a different way of undoing it. Undoing it from within, there was a mistake, right? And therefore, there's a problem with the original. Or the other way to do it, of charata, no, it was made perfectly. But the chacham, with his power now, of Ataras Adarim, can now uproot it as if it never existed. Release based on remorse is derived from the authority of the sage and not through an error in the vow itself. Two ways. So again, you might think, ironically, you might think, if it's an error in the vow itself, it could be totally uprooted. But you say no. That when the chacham comes, he has to, because of his authority, he can get rid of a real vow and be okerit. In both cases, the vow is void meikara, but the legal consequences are not necessarily the same. There is a difference between the two. Again, we're not comparing this to what the husband and the father does, hatara versus hafara. That's not for now. But explains Rav Soloveitchik now. Again, pesach and charata. Pesach, you say that it was a mistake from within, charata, it was a perfect vow, but now he feels bad, and therefore the chacham gets rid of it now. What's the difference, he asked Rav Soloveitchik, not from a halachic, but from a psychological point of view, between pesach and charata, opening and remorse, as factors in the release of vows? Right, we know what the definition of error is in the Torah. We know what toas is. In cases such as that of erroneous sale, erroneous betrothal, right? Kiddushei tos, mekach tos. The reference is to a mistaken correct identification of the person or object concerned. I didn't know what I thought. I was buying a camel and I bought a horse. I thought it was a table, right? It was a mistake. In cases such as that, the reference is to the mistake in correct identification, as we just read. I had someone or something in mind and someone or something else turned out to be there. In an error of this kind, if it's obvious, mechatos, there's no need to seek, right? Megato says memela batel. You don't need a rabbi for that. When we speak of an opening by the type of ta'us, when it comes to a Pesach by a neder, right? It's not obvious. It's not obvious. Turning the page, we're not referring to a case of erroneous factual identification, but an error in judgment. That's why he needs the chacham. The one who made the vow erred in his evaluation of the situation in not foreseeing the consequences of his vow. Didn't realize the effects and what it meant. An example is, right, found in the Mishnah Nedarim. If he vowed to fast or not to eat meat for a fixed period of time, they say to him, right, did you know that there was Shabbos and Yantiv in this period? Would you have still made the vow? So it's not so obvious that a chair is a table is a chair. You have to think a little bit deeper. There's no actual error here in that he certainly knew there was a Shabbos and every 6 days. So what was the ta'us? He failed to realize or take into account that this would interfere with Shabbos. He knew Shabbos theoretically, but he didn't really think about it deeper. When he comes to a chacham to have his vow released, the chacham finds a Pesach, which is, had you paid attention, had you intellectually thought about it more, you wouldn't have made the vow. Right? That's the Pesach. Pesach means, if you would have thought about it intellectually, then would you have done it? Charata, explains Rev Soloveitchik, is a different type of mechanism. Continues Rev Soloveitchik, there's no error in the next paragraph. There's no error in the vow itself, nor in contemplation of its results on line 12. Right? He made no mistake in judgment or reckoning. What's the difference? The difference is that he has become a different person. Emotionally, he's in a different state. His feelings, his outlook, and criteria are different now from what they were at the time he made his vow. Those things which originally seemed to him to be of ultimate importance now appear to be trivial and foolish. Right? For a person who has been offended by someone who has sworn to avenge the insult, after some time passes, his anger is assuaged, and his desire for revenge diminishes and appears out of place. It's not a mistake in the original thinking, and I didn't recognize, but it's a changed person right now. It's a changed person. In release, line 23, to summarize, in release of vows through an opening, we're dealing with an error of the intellect, which did not grasp the full significance. That's what Pesach is. The release of opening is based on a rational process, logic. Charata, emotional factors. My feelings, my state is not what they were at the time. I made the vow, and now I regret making it. These are two ways to get rid of a neder by a chacham, Pesach and charata. Now it says, Rev Soloveitchik, these are the two approaches also to tshuva. One intellectual, one emotional. One type of tshuva is motivated by remorse, charata. Right, I did something then, and at the time, I thought I wanted it. I thought that I want to fulfill that desire. One senses the effect of his sin and experiences spiritual suffering. Right, we feel distant, we feel bad, but it's a emotional feeling. But then there's the intellectual. There's also the intellectual, the repentance that comes from an opening or error. I realize the effects of the sin, the contamination of the sin, right? This is what I feel. He says in this next, 42. In this form of repentance, the element of shame is missing. The sinner does not sense the contamination of the sin, nor does he shudder at its repulsiveness. Instead of being shocked emotionally and reacting instinctively, this kind of sinner understands with his mind, with his intellect, the soul wreckage caused by the sin, grasps and realizes to what level he has descended. Right? We have different types of people, different types of ways that we are understand that and come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And maybe, but we all of us have both of these elements at different times. The intellectual realizing what sin has done, or just the feeling of distance and the feeling of, like the Rambam in Hilchos Shuvah, Meshukatz, Metuav, Meruchak, and now, oh, Nechmad, Yedid, the beautiful Lashon he has in the seventh parak or so of Hilchos Shuvah. So, but the Rav Soloveitchik says those two ways, the Pesach and Charata, parallel the two types of tshuva as well. Okay. Moving right along to a halacha. I don't know if it's a mitzvah, but it's a halacha that comes up later on. We know we have the story of B'nai Gad and B'nai Ruvain, and Moshe Rabbeinu gets upset, and finally Moshe, they say, no, we're going to come and we're going to fight. So Moshe says, if you do this, and you go fight in front of them, and they said, we're going to wait until even after the 14 years. Moshe Rabbeinu says to them, V'nichbesha ha'aretz, Lufnei Hashem v'achar tashuvu, the land will be conquered, V'yisem nikiyem me'Hashem and me'Yisrael, and then you will be clean, Moshe Rabbeinu says to them, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and from Bnei Yisrael. Vice ours is lachem la'achuzel lufnei Hashem. Like we say in benching, v'nimsachem v'seichal tov b'nei Elokim v'adam. V'yisem nikiyem me'Hashem and me'Yisrael. If you look in the Chamud de Daniel, Rabbi Stein quotes this this halacha that is based on the Mishnah in Shkalim. The Mishnah in Shkalim talks to us that we have a chiyuv to guard our reputation, right? Even though everyone, each of us, has a mitzvah saseh to be dam l'kavzchus of others. When we look at others, we have to give them positive benefit of the doubt, but we also have to recognize that we shouldn't make it hard for other people to be dam l'kavzchus us. Right? We shouldn't make it hard. But the Mishnah says in the third paragraph of Shkalim, you have it there on line 14. Ein atarim nichnas, even when the kohen who went to do the truma of the Shkalim, he is not allowed to go in with pockets or any type of beged that could hide anything. In atarim nichnas lo bapargod chafus v'lo b'mina v'lo b'sandal shoes sandals v'lo b'tfilin v'lo b'kami, even in tfilin. Maybe somebody will think that in the box of the tfilin, right, there's he hid some of the Shkalim. He'll become rich. Oh, that's why he became rich. He'll become poor. Oh, that's why he became poor. Unbelievable. The yomru michumas halishka ha'ashir sha'adam tzarach latzis yidei abrios kederach shetzarach latzis yidei amakam shenemar v'yisem nekiyem ha'ashem v'yisrael harei shechazal hotziyu mikan. From this pasuk here, hidden in Parshas Matos, is the chiyuv that we have to try to make sure that we guard our reputation and act in a way that doesn't lead to maris ayin, that doesn't lead to chshad, that makes it easy for dan l'kav zchus, but it is incumbent upon the person himself. Sheishchov al adam lahagen al hashem shelo, ulehimana milahanik la'anashim hizdamnut. Don't give people the opportunity l'daber elav ba'ofan shlili, to talk about him negatively, ulahashim oso, and to fault him bibitzua chaton va'avlus, with carrying out of sins. V'lachein ne'asar al agav b'tzdaka l'bosh begadim imkisim, to have pockets. K'shu nichnas la'otzer tziburi, you can't. Shem al acher mikan yisasher, they'll become rich. Right, and that is the basis. Rashi says in Avodah Zarah, in the first parak, Katzav Rashi, zeh abasis shel amusag maris ayin. Maris ayin. But he quotes now, there are other sources that relate to this as well. The Medrash, Medrash beginning of Pekudei. If you look at the beginning of Pekudei, right, we have all of the accountings of every item that was given to the Mishkan, so the Pekudim. So says the Medrash, why was there a Pekudei? Why was there an accounting? Because there were some people that were talking. There were some people that were talking about Moshe Rabbeinu. Mashevi Moshe Rabbeinu lefaisis bnei Yisrael v'lasos cheshbon b'fneihem sheshama osam adabre. Moshe overheard v'omrim anu ha'ashanu as Moshe. Look at what Moshe Rabbeinu. Look at the car he's driving. Look at the clothing his kids are wearing. Unbelievable. Says the Shlach Kadosh. Mikan yilmod kol adam. If Moshe Rabbeinu had to clear up and clarify and say, look, this is what's here down to the last shekel. So we have to learn from Moshe Rabbeinu and do that also. Make sure things are clear to other people. Yilmod kol adam. I mean, we're not saying that we should blame, you know, the other people were wrong to blame Moshe, but obviously we have to learn from Moshe Rabbeinu what he did. Yomo kol adam lios naki miyisrael val yachshav hariyani ma'anshei ha'emuna umugan mipnei kol shad. No, I don't have to worry. I don't have to. I'm mugan. I am, no problem with defending. Shini lom roch HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chodu va'atzmo heid al Moshe Rabbeinu. Even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu said in Baloscha b'chol beisi ne'emanu, Bnei Yisrael still were choshed, and Moshe Rabbeinu stood up and didn't just say, forget it. Lo nimnu b'nei Yisrael milis barshu natal schum la'atzmo, davar shu hefech haseichel v'hiagahya. And he even quotes an amazing comment of the Chasam Sofer. Chasam Sofer in a tshuva, in Chelek Vav, that the Likutim, he quotes, kol yamai hayiti mitzdar l'mikrazeh. All my life I've been bothered and pained by this pasuk. V'yisem nikiyem Hashem v'Yisrael, v'yoser efshari l'aseis yidei, v'chulu shamai milas yidei abrios. Right? To act properly in front of God, that's easier because HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows the truth. People, kiyem choshvim machshavos zaros v'nosim muzaros balavana. People think all the time how easy it is for somebody to think, even if we do our best, people are talking. If we don't do our best, Vani hirharti kama pa'amim im efshar shakim adam ba'olam mikraze amaskunto. I don't know if anybody ever was mekayim this pasuk. Right, that, I mean, Moshe Rabbeinu, did he do anything wrong in the collection? And people were still. Vulai alzeh kayel Shlomo amelach alav ashalom. Maybe that's also included in the pasuk in Koheles of Shlomo. Ein ta adam tzadik ba'aretz asher yastov lo yechta. Return alomar. Shafil asiyaso b'chol tov. I efshar shlo yechta al kopanim b'ofan asheni b'yisiyas diabrios. Even if he does everything, maybe not this pasuk. This is such a hard, challenging pasuk, says the Chasam Sofer. V'isim nikiyim me Hashem umi Yisrael. Umi Yisrael. This is also connected. He connects this, as he often does here in his Sefer. Hare, in the next column, about the Litzani Hador by Yitzchak and Avraham. Hare shadarkam shol b'nei adam lozi diba ra l'achirim afilu k'shem yodim be'atzmam shuzeo divrei avai hevel v'shtus. Sometimes people talk even if they know it's silly. They know it's silly. Uvirprat, and especially about leaders. Kisha, that's why leaders have to be, right, the Gemara says, Adam Chashav Shaini. Take a higher standard when it comes to the leaders. Uvirprat, Kishim Medubra, Manhige Hadaru Bali Mamad. Ach Mikom Akom, Tzivu Chachamenu Zal Yizar Li Shomer Midivrehem. Shafilu Matzedek Ito. Ve'en Regilin L'Divrehem Klau. Koach Adibru Koka Chazak. Shalu L'Hazak Afilu Kshu Shekel Chalutin. Even though at the V'nisim Nikiyim, we don't want people to talk about us. We can't do anything. Again, if we're perfect, and people still talk, what can we do? We can't do anything about that. If people are still going to talk. But as much as we could do to act in a way that doesn't allow people to come up with, you know, make it look bad, you know, so we have to do that. That's V'nisim Nikiyim. Because the power of Dibur, even if it's totally off, has an effect. The power of Dibur. V'chei Matzino, and he continues and he says, look at the beginning of Eila Toldos, Yitzchak ben Avram, Avram Adilatis Yitzchak, Upirish Rashi, Shahay Leitzani Adar Omrim, the Leitzani Adar, the scoffers were saying, oh, me Avimelech Nezabr Sara, really, it wasn't Avraham, it was Avimelech that impregnated her. Ma'as HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tzar Klaster, Panav Shal Yitzchak, Domela Avraham. What did Avraham Hashem do? He made Avram and Yitzchak basically look exactly alike. V'heidu Shekol, me Avram Adilatis Yitzchak, that's Avram Holidus Yitzchak. That's why Hashem did this. Kind of miraculous, so to speak. Ask the Chamudi Daniel here, L'chor Tamua, V'chima Ichvaslon B'divrei Avai Shal Leitzanim. What do we care? What does Kodesh Baruch Hu care about the Leitzani Adar? He had to do an amazing miracle just to prevent Leitzani Adar from talking? U'madua Kodesh Baruch Hu Rabazeh Sakana L'klal Yisrael Achet Tzor Klaster Panav Shal Yitzchak B'tzuras Avram Aviv. He had to do this nace? You know, what do you have to do this for? See, so quotes Rav Gifter in the Pirkei Torah. Sheish lo mon mikan ad heichan koach adibur magia. You see the power of somebody's speech. Shafilu kishebarush advarim nemru b'toras leitzanus vatkafa shitchit. Even if it's clear that it was said as a scoffer and just a surface type of understanding, zeo davar misukanu mafchid. It's dangerous. Vabitui hashagur b'fi ha'olam. And the phrase, he says, that people say, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me, that's not true, according to the Torah. Maka avanim alum lishbor atzamot, avomil maom oivkubi, eno nachon lefidas haTorah. Right? It's not true. Ki milim afilu kshein shikrios, when words, even if they're false, when they have power, it's still an amazing, effect that they could have, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu even did a nace regarding that one more final connection. Ulif amim hashpal eza dibur ma'alivo ha'arim izalzelas lo nikeres biyat. Sometimes it takes a while to see the effects of words. Afilu achar kama doros, even after many doros. Again, he has I didn't give you the rest of the article, but I just give you this part, right? Yaakov nasan le'esav. Remember, Esav comes back from hunting. Yaakov gives him the lentil soup, and vayocha vayesh vayakom vayelach vayivez Esav es habachor. And the Gemara in Pesach Basra darshins that there were really five averis that Esav did that day. Baal, we learned out from these words. Baal nara marasa, harag asa nefesh, he did gilei arayis, he did shvichas damim, kafar b'tchias hamesim, kafar b'ikr, Vitzorach biur, and asks the Aaron Cutler. Oh, you quote Aaron Cutler, right? Im Esav Avar al Chamesh Averos Chamurus. If Esav did all these terrible things on that day, why does it say Vayivaz Esav as Bechora? It just says that he hated the Bechora. That was the root. Harei Lechora Zeo Achet Hapachos Mashmuti Mibein Kulam. Right? That's the least. So he quotes from the Shemana Tov, quoting Rav Aaron Cutler. Esav hitchil lentos manaderech bedibur katan. There was a little, you know, what is this? What do I need this for? A little speech, little words, but then little by little, that speech continued. Because the effects of dibur, even on oneself, when we say it, we find elsewhere, right? By dreams, hakol holich achar hapeh. By dreams is a power of words. Right, when by nevuah, if there's a nevuah that's said over by a navi, not just thought, but if it's said over, it's explicated, that itself has power. We see the power of dibur. But again, the first half of this thought was about the idea of anim sachein v'seichel tov v'nei elokim ba'adam, and the challenge of that, and we have to do the best we can, because we don't want people to talk if we can prevent it at all, because dibur has such power. Okay, moving right along. We get to a couple of psukim later. We have Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven again saying, "Okay, we're going to listen. We're going to do it." And Moshe says, "Fine. If you come, great." Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven answer. Pasuk Lamed Aleph. Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven lemar eis asher dibar Hashem al avadecha kenaseh. We'll do it. Nachnu na'avar chalutzim lefnei Hashem beretz Kanan. We will come. We will go pass and go at the front lines. But our nachla will be me'ever hayarden. So nachnu, they use the lashon of nachnu na'avor. So if you look in the Rav Yosef Nechemi Kornitzer in source number 6, so he quotes that there are three nachnus. There are three nachnus, and he quotes two ideas. Right, two ideas. Nachnu na'avor chalutzim here. Nachnu pashanu umarinu in Eicha. In Eicha. Right, Nachnu Pashanu Marinu Atalo Salachta. That's the pasuk. We were negligent, you did not forgive. B'nei Ish Echa Nachnu by the Shvatim. So what do those three have in common? So number one, B'chol Dar V'Dar Nirek Yichasti Hashem Od Lo Tamnu V'Lo Cholu Rachamav. In every generation, as we get into, right, the Shabbos is Rosh Chodesh Av, we can talk about Eicha, right, in every generation, Chasti Hashem does not stop. B'chaleisu b'chol rega, mekim lanu moshiim, asho yoshinam yatzar. Every moment, every generation, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us salvations. V'tamid eino yisparach p'kucha aleinu l'tov lanu kol hayamim. Hashem's eye is always there to save us. Even though, you know, we limp sometimes and we get hurt, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is ultimately there. Achein l'umazeh. But we have to recognize, but Hashem's here. Why does Hashem always constantly save us? Not just because of our own zchuyos, but because of the previous generations and zchusavos. It's not just us. There's a lot that we're not perfect in. Right, the second source that just quoted that. V'lefnei Hashem, mi it's tadak. In front of Hashem, who is totally righteous? Ach ra'ui lo laseis lev ulahavin. Right, we should focus. Ki ach me'asher Hashem yizkar lo chaste avos. Right, Hashem remembers, and we ask Hashem to remember the chaste avos. Yaskil b'kol asher yifnev yaslim b'kol atah lochosav. If you remember the chesed of the avos, Hashem will remember. V'navo bazeh ala mechuvan. And that's what's going on here. Kibidei God of Bnei Reuven amru nachnu na'avar chalutzim. Right? They said nachnu will go v'kivu me'es Hashem hatov ki betuvo ya'avru v'yavo b'shalom. And they're daven for peace v'yinchalu asa'aretz v'lochein amru ki lo b'schusam yinchalu asa'aretz. Right? But it's not us. Ki be'emes, connecting to the other ones, nachnu pashanu marinu, we as this door, you know, we're not zochet to have a going to the all the milchamos and coming back all peacefully. But it's b'schus avos b'nei ish echa nachnu. We all come. So says Rav Yosef Nechemi Kornitzer, using a little Jewish license, right? The Bnei Gad Reuven said, nachnu na'avar chalutzim, we're going to go, but not because of our own zchuyos, because nachnu b'shanu marinu. And what is it because of? B'nei ish echa nachnu, because we're all sons of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. We all come from there. Number one. Number two, ubof an acher nireli lefarish misorana. Let me ask another pshat how we could understand this. Ki hine no dehadavar lumadai. It's clear. Ki atzlachas ish tisav lo ra lefamim. Sometimes one success that a person has could lead to negative consequences. Right? The mar ben nechasim, mar ben de'aga. And sometimes the nisayon of Ashirus is challenging, different than the nisayon of Anius. Ki aydei hatzlacha yuchal chas v'shalom l'avolidei kfira. Kemo shekasa v'ram l'vavecha v'shachachta z'shem l'kecha, as it says in Sefer Dvarim. V'amru ki lo Hashem nasan lo es kol zo. So we don't recognize Hashem's giving it as a matana. Rakocho v'otzem yado. That Hashem did this with his koach. Amnam. Mishyesh lo z'chus avos. But if somebody has z'chus avos on his side, av ki shimesh ha'atzlacha, shemesh ha'atzlacha, tehel b'beiso. If somebody is based on z'chus avos and they recognize that, then there's no danger. B'chol zos lo b'mheiru hu chote ki z'chus avos of tamar al yamino. And the z'chus avos will help protect him in proper perspective. V'hainu da'amru. And that's what's going on here. B'nei gadam ne'ru v'ein tzeinach navar chalutzim. We're going to win the war. V'navo b'shalom el ha'aretz v'nechbasha. And we're going to win and then we're going to come back. Amnam al te'dag, but don't worry, Moshe. Ki atzlachasinu t'yachas v'sham lanu l'ra. Don't think that our hatzlacha will be negative. Ki al yedei kach yuchalios chalila. Ki nachnu fashanam arinu. Don't think that it'll be based on, leading to something negative. And Pashanu Marinu, because B'nai Yeshecha Nachnu. The Z'chus Avos will protect us from the negative perspective that might come from our successes. And that's what the two pshatim that Rav Yezer Chemi says, they're similar. The first one is relating to, we recognize that it's the Z'chus Avos that is going to help us succeed. And number two, the Z'chus Avos will protect us from any negative effects that the Hatzlacha could cause us in that moment. Okay. One more thought. Again, a lot here on the second part of Matos. Something that we mentioned more than 5-6 years ago, but it's one of my favorite thoughts on Matos. I'll mention it again. And that is Rav Schwab on the end, the last couple of psukim in Parshas Matos. Let's go to psukim, talk about the B'nei Gad and B'nei Ruvain. And Chati Sheva Menashe, so it says that B'nai Machir Ben Menashe went to conquer Gilad. Vayorash es ha'emori asherba, they conquered the Emori. Moshe gave them Gilad, gave Gilad to Machir Ben Menashe vayesheba. And then the last two psukim. V'yair Ben Menashe halach, vayokod es chavoseihem. Yair, the son of Menashe, went and captured the suburbs, chavoseihem. Vayigrelan eshen chavos yair, that's why we have a sefer, chavos yair of Yair Bakrak, one of the early achronim. Chavos Yar. But Yar went to to conquer the suburbs, and they named them Chavos Yar. Vinovach also went, and he went to conquer Knas and its surrounding neighborhoods. And Novach called the cities after his name. He called the cities Novach after his name. So Rashi quotes here, a grammatical comment. Rashi La, when it says Vayikra La, which we have a special trup on also, the La Eino Mapike. Doesn't have a Mapike, doesn't have a Dugish in it. V'ra'isi v'yisodash r'mimosha darshan, Rashi quotes, L'fishon eskayim l'shem zeh, because it didn't last. This city didn't last with Novach. L'fichachu rafe, it's softer, it's not strong. Adat, which symbolizes strength. Shemashmos medrasho kemo lo. Right, you can read it as lo instead of law to him. Vayikra la, no, it's as if it wasn't there. Lo. Hine, kol nekuda shebat Torah hi limud, says Rav Schwab, every dot or lack of dot in the Torah teaches us something. Remember, Menachas Chavtesi quotes Rabbi Kiva saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu putting crowns on the letters, and Rabbi Kiva darshan mountains and mountains of halachos. From all these tagin that Moshe Rabbeinu saw. V'chein heder nekuda achas ugamki Torah shleima. One extra dot, one missing dot. So what's the message of this dot? That lonis kayem Hashem. That it didn't last. Number one. V'od yesh la'ayin. What's the contrast between these last two psukim? Aminis kayem Hashem chavos yoyer. Right? Why did Yoyer's city last? It says in Shoftim. V'yakam acharav Yoyer agiladi. Right? They lasted. Why did Yoyer's last and not Novach's? V'nira, says Rav Schwab, line 17. Ki ha'adam sheyesh lo nechasim harei nigrama nechasim al shmo. When we have property, they're called our property. Aval heim dvarim shechutz legufo. But they're not us. They are external. Ve'enam chelek me'etzem mitziuso. They're not part of who we are. They're not part of our essence. They're what we have. They're not who we are. V'lachein shaper asa yar. That's why Yar called the cities chavos yair. The cities aren't Ya'ir. They're suburbs of Ya'ir. Laharos shechavos hagilad shalohema. Aval Novach, what did he do? He called the city Novach. Hamar'eh, what did that reflect? His essence was the city. His assets was his essence. Hamarashu mizdahe im nechasav liosam etzem echad. They are him. Vashkafa gazu einam hashkafas haTorah lafichach ein lakiyim. That type of hashkaf is not hashkafas haTorah, and therefore there is no kiyum to that type of hashkafa, that what we have is who we are. Ulu umazet, contrast that. Mashenechshav lesimin gnai etzal novach. The elokim, right, when it comes to stuff and gashmius, which we have to keep separate from who we are, but when it comes to mitzvahs, we don't have to keep that separate. We can make that, and we should make that our essence. Hari matzinu ha-hefek ma'isa mitzvah says the opposite. Shadavke in mizdahe ha-adam. Davke, if a person identifies in my mitzvah, turning over, yesh lo kiyum olami, right, if he identifies with the mitzvahs have to come part of who we are. We don't just do mitzvahs, we are. We are gavras that are defined by our chefza shal mitzvahs. Hine, says Rav Schwab, b'chal mitzvahs asei sheish b'kiyumam chefza de mitzvah, shofar tzilin tzitzit sukkah lulav, lo yitachin sheyis achid adam yam mitzvah. We can't become a lulav or a shofar. Obviously, those are objects. Shelo nase ha'adam ha'chifet shel shofar v'chayotze bazeh. Right, but there are some mitzvos focus on maisa ha-mitzvos that we can become one with, so to speak. You can't come one with a lulav. You could come one with netilas lulav. You become one with, what does that mean, become one? It means that defines who I am. I am an osei mitzvah. I'm not just somebody who does mitzvos. I am an osei mitzvah. Right? But some mitzvos are inclined and even more naturally connected to define the person. Talmud Torah, Betchila Nikreis Al Shmosh Lagadosh Baruch Hu, the first parak in Tehillim, Ki Besarat Hashem Chefso, and then Uvesora So Yega Yom Avalayla. She Bischia So Lo Motar Lishma V'Kol Yeshito Ma'uto Dvuka Beisak Torah. The Torah is not just a kinyan, something that he does, but something that he is. And David HaMelech even said this about Tefila. But tefila, v'chei matzina b'mitzvahs tefila, shemispala b'chol lev, harei hu ba'atzmo mitzias shel tefila. He is a chefzer shel tefila. Shu la'olam davuk ba'kadosh baruch hu, v'chol atzmuso u'mahuso. My whole essence, shofech ha'siach, ve'eis ha'tzorech. I pour out my heart to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. U'mishabechas u'mizamer ha'shira ala tov, and I thank him. And that's what the pasuk says, ani tefila, David HaMelech says, in Tehillim, Kuftes. Ani, my mitzius is tefila, right? Like Novach identified with the Gashmias, says Rav Schwab, David HaMelech, identified with the Ruchnias, kolatz mosai tamar na Hashem yichamocha. My whole essence, my bones, right, are part of this. And therefore, he says on the top left, his dahus achi gedola ema mitzvah. The ultimate is when a person is bekadishim shemayim, gives their life al kiddush Hashem, gives their life, but even without as extreme, we can make it part of our lives. We are not just people who do mitzvahs, but people who are mitzvah doers. Right? We're shomer Shabbos. We're not just somebody who is, who acts in a way to keep Shabbos, but someone who is defined by their shmirah Shabbos. Right? That is a higher level where the Zachar and the Shamar come together. So that's Rav Schwab. Again, Novach versus Ya'ir, and what defines us in life. We have to know what defines us. So important. What's part of what we look at and how we look at our lives. Okay. We got to talk a little bit about Maaseh also. So in Perek, first pasuk in Maaseh, Eila Maaseh, we know we have the 42 Masos. Some of the minhag of reading it with a special tam, special trap. Eila Maaseh, we mentioned in the past, Rashi, the Ramban, the different pshatim about why all the Masos, why all 42 Masos are listed. This year, we'll just mention the thought of the Shemen HaTov that you have there in the first volume of the seven volume Shemen HaTov by Dov Weinberger. Says the Shemen HaTov, Tala Eila Maaseh, let's read the pasuk. Eila Maaseh Yisrael Sheyatzu Me'eretz Mitzrayim. These are the Masos that they went out of Mitzrayim, Litziv Osam, Biyad Moshe V'Yaharon. Right? Moshe and Aaron. Tola hakasav hamasos b'yitzias Mitzrayim. It says this is where they went. So what do we have to know where they came from, right? And then it says motzahem amasahem afterwards. We've quoted the Klayakar on the pasuk in the past, but What does it mean? Not just that they came after they went out, but al yedei hamasaos yatsu madrega achar madrega mi Mitzrayim. Through the masaos, there was more yitzias Mitzrayim. That's what it means. The masaos where they went out when they left Mitzrayim. Every time they went to a masa, they were further away. They were on a higher level. There wasn't Yitzias Mitzrayim. The major Yitzias Mitzrayim, physical Yitzias Mitzrayim, was at one moment. We needed these masos. They weren't just physical goings, but they were spiritual recognitions. The Alkain, Chazar, Akasav, B'chol Pam, Lichtov. That's why he keeps saying, it doesn't just say Vayachnu, Vayachnu, Vayachnu. It repeats where they went from. Vayisu Vayachanu, Avshia Danukfar, Mechanaya Akodmim, we know from the previous Chanaya to Misham Nasu. We know they left there. Vayachaloma Rafayachnu Makam Zacharzeh. Why doesn't it just say that? They went from this place to that place. El Debalomar. Why is it emphasizing Vayachanu Vayesu? Vayisu Vayachanu Vayisu Vayachanu? Dikshanasu Haridu Mayalam Shlitas Hamakom. They removed that level. They removed the Shlita of the previous level of Ruchnius to get to the next level. All the masos were not just going, but they were going from. They were going from and going to. Ubederach Zayuvan, he says that's the double lashon of Motzaihem la Masehem and Masehem le Motzaihem. And the tachlis of the masos at the end of source 9. Tachlis ksivas hamasos tikshemagil madrega chadasha zorach lavra mashakara ito l'sheva avar. We could think about what happened in the past and take it to the future. So that's the masos. Every stage in life we can look at as, you know, learning and furthering from where we came from and going up to the next level. Right? It's not that our levels in life aren't static, aren't flat, going from A to B to C. It's either going up or going down. Right? Our levels are not going across, and that's what we learn from the masos also. The masos were going up and up and up. In the middle, we went maybe after Aaron HaKohen died, and we went back masos. That just one. That wasn't just physical back, but that was Yerida. That was Yerida until we had to go back again, going forwards. Okay, one more thought, and again, the show will be a little shorter this week. Says Rabbi Nabachai. Right, we have towards the end of the Sefer, a few times in the Torah, we have it again in Dvarim, in Vaschanan, Ari Miklat. Ari Miklat. So we have in Perek Lamed Hei, the last Perek, the description of Ari Miklat, and you shall call them Ari Miklat, v'hikrisem lachem arim. You shall designate them. Rashi says, in Kriya Elolashen Hazmana, you should designate them. Rabbi Nabachai says, in source number 10, V'adin hazeh, what's the message of an ir miklat? Right, somebody goes there if they killed by accident. They were posheya, but it wasn't an ones. V'adin hazeh yoreh shehalev ikar ha'adam. Rabbi Nobachai says, you know what the whole din of ir miklat teaches me? The fact that there's a difference between shogeg and mezid and the different type of punishment, that so much in life has to do with our kavana. Right, our kavana, what we're thinking and what we're not thinking. V'ikar kala mitzvus, v'kala averis. Such an ikar, such a base, not just going through the motions, but doing it with kavana, every single mitzvah, every day, every moment of our life, if we think about it, could be avodas Hashem in some way. Alkein hu nenash begalus v'lo mamisa. That's why he goes into exile, galus and amisa lafi shlo hayalibo baskamas harisicha, because this avera wasn't in full intent. V'ein chiyav aones b'misa shia guf v'halev mishutaf in bosa ritzicha. This aveira is only a full aveira if the guf and the lev are connected. If the guf and the lev are connected, haguf b'tnuaso, v'halev b'kavanaso. That's an aveira. V'kivan shelo eskimu shnehem, b'kach gola v'ino nerag. Because the guf and the neshama weren't together of the same mind, so that he's not killed. Says Rav Nabachai, if that applies by aveiras, it obviously applies to mitzvahs too. V'chein l'inyan mitzvahs, hakol tali b'lev. Shem asa mitzvah, velonis kavein ba, belibo la asosa. If a person does a mitzvah and didn't have kavana, his guf did it and not his neshama. It's like the ir miklat. You didn't do a full mitzvah. You didn't do a full avera, and therefore you only go to galus. You don't do a full mitzvah if we don't focus on it. Right? There's kavein ba, belibo la asosa, l'shem shemayim, ein lo schar mizeh. שיצטרך האדם שיזכוון במצווה לעשות לשם שמיים. Right? We have to try to focus as much kavana as we could put into the goof of the mitzvah. That's what we have to try to do. וכן אמר דוד, ועשה כפי על מצווה אשר אהבתי. David lifts up his hands. What does it mean, lift up his hands? That's not just a physical lifting up his hands. It means kavana. Nesias kapayim u kavana. Kin shenema kasav nisa lavavenu kapayim. Right? The tsura of davening is nisa lavavenu el kapayim. So in life, we can't just do. We have to try to connect our guf and our neshama as much as possible. Right? And not to just go through the motions. And Be'ez Hashem, we should be zochet to be able to have the mitzvahs part of who we are. Part of who we are, like Rav Schwab says, Ani Tfila, David HaMelech says, as much as we could connect our guf and neshama, Be'ez Hashem, that would make the mitzvahs more meaningful to us and to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, we'll stop here.